following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey all, Dwight here with another Refuge Daily. And you know, I was reading in Ephesians chapter 5, Paul writes, "Be not drunk with wine wherein is dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit." And what's interesting about that is, you know, you put alcohol into your body, it negatively affects who you are, your behavior, the things you do. It ruins families, it ruins marriages, it ruins jobs and careers. So he says, do not be drunk with wine, but he says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Whereas alcohol negatively affects your personality, the Holy Spirit can positively affect your personality, positively affect your work and your family and your marriage. So we want to be filled with this Holy Spirit. What's interesting is in Luke chapter 11, you'll remember this is where Jesus says that if anyone asks, it shall be given to him. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. But what he's talking there is about asking, seeking, knocking to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because right after that, you guys remember, he says, which one of you, if your child asks for bread, you give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, you give him a serpent, right? And he says, if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? So we want to lay aside those things that can cause us trouble, but we want to increase our intake of the Holy Spirit. You know, just like if you stop drinking alcohol, the effects of alcohol will stop affecting your body. They stop affecting your personality, your life. In the same way, if we stop being filled with the Holy Spirit, it would also, the Holy Spirit will stop affecting our life in a negative fashion, right? We want to continue to be filled with the Holy Spirit. When he says, be ye filled with the Holy Spirit, that's a constant thing. It's be being filled. We want to be actively seeking, asking God to fill us with his Holy Spirit, fill us with the power of his Holy Spirit. Very difficult walking this life at all, more so without this power of God working on our lives. Without the power of the Holy Spirit working on our lives, we're going to find it very difficult to lay aside every weight and to run the race that's set before us, right? So we want to stop intaking those things that damage us and increase our intake of those things that positively affect us, being the Holy Spirit in our lives. So this has been Dwight Carr with another Refuge Daily. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. And my prayer today is that the Holy Spirit would fill you, that he would overflow your life, that he would fill you with the power of his Holy Spirit so that you can walk this life and get victory over all those things that seek to destroy us and tear us down. So be well and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life